I never use the phrase design system anymore. It almost implies a complexity that makes people kind of throw up their guard a little bit. Take my interview with Rafael Shad, for example. If you don't remember, he's the founder of Cron and now the head of Calendar at Notion. And he said something that I think sums up the industry sentiment pretty nicely.
Design system to me is like a very, they're like big company word.
Big company word. How do we get here? Well, one reason is that most of the visible examples that we have to look at are Polaris, Spectrum, material designs, and systems like that. But these are really bad models to follow for the vast majority of companies.
You don't want to use the same processes that a Microsoft or Google uses to create systems that then need to work for not just many, many, many teams under you to create many, many different apps, but even third parties that are not even part of your company to then design with your system on your platform.
Yet these are the examples that I constantly see referenced. Somehow, design systems have become synonymous with scale. And I think that it starts with our tools. Many of Figma's latest features cater to big ticket enterprise customers. And it's a big reason why the product is starting to feel more technical. It reminds me of something that Molly Helmuth shared when she was talking about how companies should think about adopting some of the new features like variables.
If you know you need theming like light and dark theme, or you know you want to support multiple brands and you want all those brands to share some files, then I think go ahead and start using variables. That's going to have like clear value right away. But most teams don't need either of those, I would say. And people can be scratching their head of like, how is this making this easier again? Like, can we go over the pros of, you know, why are we going through all these steps just so we can like make this one thing blue? And so I think going through the process and like fully understanding what's involved in it and also deciding, okay, is this going to make things easier or harder for us?
Sometimes it feels like I spend as much time in Figma Academy helping people figure out which new features they don't have to learn. Like, do you really need to define typography primitives as variables? I think the answer is probably no for most teams. So let's take a step back, because I don't think that design systems have to be this enterprise-y. We often fixate on standardization as the main value prop of design systems. And through that lens, it's easy to view it as the thing that you do once you've figured out the UI and you're ready to codify it. But don't forget about speed. I'll suggest that design systems are most valuable when you don't know what the product will be. That's why they're the perfect first steps for startups, which at first might seem a little bit counterintuitive, but that's why I want to shine a light on Perplexity and how their founding designer and now head of design, Henry Modisette, thought about it.
Any startup that I've built over the last couple of years, like that's always the first thing I build because that lets me go fast.
Investing early in a set of core components minimizes the number of knobs that you need to turn in order to iterate. You're laying a nimble foundation, not a more rigid one. The key is laser focusing on the atomic level. That way you're never over-architecting the system. You're simply giving yourself an open-ended box of Legos that you can use to assemble UIs more quickly. And it's quite easy to nail down these core components because so much of a design system is consistent from product to product.
We didn't know what the product was going to be. We didn't know how it was going to work, but it probably needed buttons. It probably needed like a grid, probably needed a type system, a color system. And so I built all that out, not only in a way that, you know, you could compose a product once a day if you wanted to, but also in a way that would be very easy to change that system. So if we did need to change the colors, we, you know, swap out a typeface. So I built all this for them in React as, you know, kind of the first thing, not knowing what we were going to build. And then that like let us go through a lot of very quick evolutions.
Brad Frost hit on this same idea too. At the atomic level, design systems are pretty obvious.
We're sort of like rebuilding the same base couple dozen components again and again and again and again. Really, really, really minor differences in the implementation, right? From one organization to the next. It's not like a whole hell of a lot extra production effort. It's just this like extra kind of like mental, how might this be reused somewhere else? And as you implement that, even that first draft of it or that first instance of it, you can be anticipating using this thing sort of elsewhere.
Real quick message, and then we can jump back into it. There is so much more to good design than what it looks like. It's also how it feels and functions. And look, I can accomplish a lot in Figma, but there's still a ceiling there, which is why I'm so excited about Play 2.0. It allows you to create ultra realistic prototypes, because for the first time, you can design interactions with native iOS gestures and Apple's core animation. So your prototypes feel real because they are real, which is why so many of the best designers that I know are all using Play to design and prototype their mobile apps. So if you want to join them, head to dive.club/play to get started today. This year, Framer is giving away $100,000 for their Site of the Year and Community Awards. There's a bunch of awesome categories like Best in Animation, Best Free Template, Best Visual Design. And if you win, get this, your site gets featured on a banner in Times Square. So definitely take your shot. Submissions are open for the rest of this year. Head to framer.com/awards to submit your work, and best of luck. Okay, now on to the episode. You don't need product market fit to confirm that you'll probably have 2 to 3 button sizes, and they'll almost certainly include 40 and 48 pixels if you're designing for web. I even double-checked a system that I made over 5 years ago, and sure enough, like the core elements are almost identical to the system that I most recently designed for Maven, so don't overthink it. I'm working on a new product right now, and there's just no reason to delay building out these core components and colors and typography. It's an easy way to explore more ideas more quickly. And chances are that even if you haven't defined these elements in Figma, your engineers are most likely writing reusable code already. And guess what that means? I'll let Henry from Perplexity answer.
So if that's true, like, you've got a design system, right? It's just a semantic argument, and it's not a very important one. How could you not write reusable code? The whole point is to go fast. The whole point is to make your life easy. And not reinvent the wheel.
Startups shouldn't let semantics prohibit us from all of the speed benefits. So what do we call it then? Well, I'm orbiting around a term that Raphael used to refer to his system for Cron.
Yeah, definitely created a design system, like, pretty much from the get-go. Maybe more like a design toolkit. Like, design toolkit feels like a little lighter weight, kind of components I can kind of reuse.
Design toolkit. Somehow it kind of feels fresh compared to UIKit, although the extra syllable isn't exactly ideal, but I like how it feels more like an open-ended box of Legos than a connected system. And I think that's the most important line to draw when thinking about the right level of system to create for your company. Startups can't afford to maintain anything other than the core product. And as soon as you start defining more complex organisms and worrying about the relationship between components, you start building a system. And that's where the slope gets pretty slippery. So instead of focusing on the connectivity of your system, think of components as a box of one-off Legos that you can use to more quickly assemble interfaces.
I wanted to just give myself a toolbox so that, not knowing exactly what the product would be or how it would work, and make it very easy to assemble that product experience.
In my opinion, the pendulum has swung way too far with design systems. I believe every product can benefit from a set of really simple components, and that investing in that toolkit upfront is one of the more high ROI decisions that you can make. If it made sense for Henry at Perplexity and Raphael at Cron, then it might make sense for you too.
Hey, it's Rid. Don't forget, if you want to go even deeper, each week I send an email out to over 10,000 designers with bonus resources and key takeaways from these conversations. So head to dive.club/email to sign up. Okay, I'll see you next week.